Here are some of the letters received at the Evening News during the past week. Glyn Linder from Frettenham is one of many who has written about the latest saga of the Rouen Road walk-in centre. What a ridiculous suggestion to contemplate closing the Rouen Road walk-in centre, which deals with about 6,000 patients each month. That must be music to the ears of the overwhelmed medical staff in the NNN Accident and Emergency Department.
Richard Barr from Bacton is less than pleased with the new waste recycling booking system. The Norfolk Recycling Centre's booking process is long-winded and slow, requiring you to scroll through many choices and at the same time give out private information. Never a good idea in these days of widespread hacking. Even if you register, it does not remember your car or your previously chosen centre, which would at least speed things up. Time was when recycling centres were so busy you had to join a queue to get in. Never a great inconvenience. Now when I visit, there are sometimes no other vehicles there, and at best two or three employers at the site standing around looking bored. More worrying, there now seems to be an increase in fly tipping. Booking achieves nothing, and the only way it can save money is perhaps by deterring visitors. Perhaps that was the intention.
Derek Player of Aylsham is complimentary about the passport service he received. Needing a new passport, I made an online application last Tuesday, ticking the not urgent box and sending in my old passport the same day. My new passport arrived in the post on Saturday. The original definition of a bureaucracy is an organisation operating in the most efficient, effective and economical way possible. Take a bow, passport office, home office, bureaucrats.
John Brady, visiting from Worcester, comments on the old Debenham store's future. It would seem that ex-Debenham stores present problems not only in Norwich. I regularly travel to Norwich to visit my elderly mother. Since the store closed, creating, to quote, a giant carbuncle in the centre of a fine city, reports have regularly stated that it was to become student accommodation. Not anymore, apparently. In my home city of Worcester, we have much the same problem. Our Debenhams was excitingly earmarked to become an artisan food hall. Sadly, like yours, our store remains boarded up, decaying and surrounded by the bedding of unfortunate homeless people. I wonder if this problem is to be repeated when WH Smith begins closures. A radical rethink of our city centres is urgently needed.
Finally, Colin Burley from Toftwood is so really irritated. As I fast approach my dotage, I am anxious to keep my little grey cells as active as possible. To this end, I'm grateful for crossword puzzles. I'm also keen on watching TV quizzes and game shows, which I also find keep my brain ticking over. Bradley Walsh, on The Chase, is an excellent quizmaster, but has the habit of, when introducing or bidding farewell to a celebrity contestant, adding the word everyone or everybody. I find this irritating and totally unnecessary. Stephen Malone, Paddy McGuinness and others do the same. About 90% of contestants appear to be unable to answer questions about their jobs and hobbies without beginning their reply with the word so. What on earth is the matter with these people? Richard Osman seems unable to go much more than 3 or 4 minutes without saying, shall we? Are any other readers irritated by these inane habits, or am I just a grumpy old man?